620 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Serving Central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. President Biden helped mark what would have been Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s 94th birthday today in Atlanta. He spoke at the same pulpit at Ebenezer Baptist Church where Dr. King once stood and talked about the future of American democracy.
Nothing is guaranteed in our democracy. Nothing. Every generation is required to keep it, defend it, protected to be repairers of the breach.
Mr. Biden also spoke out against racism, extremism, and insurrection. The stop at Ebenezer Baptist comes at a delicate moment for President Biden as the Justice Department looks into his handling of classified documents. Former Deputy U.S. Attorney Rod Rosenstein was on NBC's Meet the Press today and says Mr. Biden needs to answer questions.
Well, that would be a logical step if I were conducting this investigation. I want to go right to the source and ask the president directly whether or not he was aware of those documents.
The latest batch of documents was discovered in a locked garage at Mr. Biden's home in Delaware. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he wants to look at spending cuts.
Kevin McCarthy says it's long overdue to take a serious look at programs like Social Security.
I want to sit down with him now so there is no problem. I'm sure he knows there's places that we can change and put America on a trajectory that we save these entitlements.
Speaker McCarthy spoke on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures amid a warning from the Treasury Secretary that the U.S. will hit its debt ceiling in less than a week. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Rescuers plan to resume their search for missing plane passengers in Nepal in the morning. They were on a 27-minute flight in a tourist town when their plane crashed into a gorge. 68 people died. 4 are still missing. It's the country's deadliest airplane crash in 3 decades. Ukrainian's President Volodymyr Zelensky says emergency crews scrambled to pull survivors from the rubble of an apartment building in Ukraine today after it was demolished by a Russian missile strike. 29 people died there, including children, the most civilians killed in one place in Ukraine since September. England will ban several single-use plastic items later this year, including cups, cutlery, and food containers. And London residents seem to have some mixed reactions, but this guy's on board.
I think the idea is a decent one. I usually prefer to recycle things, so if you can use something multiple times and it's better quality than plastic, why not do that?
The country uses almost 3 billion single-use plastic items every year. The ban officially starts in October. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Get off the endless debt treadmill and start saving money each month. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Call Total Financial now at 800-208-1312. 800-208-1312.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to WisCovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered showers tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows level off around 31, southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast tomorrow, isolated rain showers likely, high of 36. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night, a mixture of precipitation likely, lows dip down to about 33. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Seth Faces the Music, where sometimes it just pays to get out of the rat race and find a little place of your own to be, well, to be alone. That is indeed the theme for this week, songs about being all by yourself. So even if you're with friends right now, or if you're sitting by your lonesome, don't worry, I'll be here with you. So join me, won't you, as we face the music together.
Sickness. There's no physician. What could he tell me to use? No liquid or pill, I'm sure, ever did or will cure. A woman alone with the blues, burning memories of the man that I love, crowd all my mental reviews. of the pain I feel, his two loving arms could heal. A woman alone with the blues, to a blue melody, warm and human, I could pour my soul out in song, and the words would be about a good woman who believed in her man, right or wrong. He'll come back someday, begging forgiveness, blushing way down to his shoes. No man in this world can find happiness or peace of mind and break any heart he may choose and leave his woman alone.
Norma Dolores Eggstrom, better known as Peggy Lee, the pride of Jamestown, North Dakota, with A Woman Alone with the Blues. And before that, we opened the show with one of my recent very favorite bands, The Midnight, with The Equalizer, Not Alone. For our next song, we're going to turn to one of the great Western singing groups, known for their cowboy music. It would almost be easier to list the people not in the band than those who were in it, but some of the past members included Roy Rogers, Bob Nolan, and Ken Curtis, better known as Festus on Gunsmoke. Here they are with a Western classic, later recorded by Patsy Cline, I'll Sail My Ship Alone.
I'll sail my ship alone, with all the dreams I own, drifting out across the ocean blue. I'll sail my ship alone, though all the sails you've torn, and if it starts to sink, then I'll blame you. We've been sweethearts far so long, but now you say we're through. The love we shared is just a memory. Build a ship of dreams and plan them all for you, but now I guess what is to be will be. I'll sail my ship alone, with all the dreams I own, drifting out across the ocean blue. I'll sail my ship alone, though all the sails you've torn, and if it starts to sink, then I'll blame you. There's only one true love. So I'll sail my ship alone, with all the dreams I own, drifting out across the ocean blue. I'll sail my ship alone, though all the sails you've torn, and if it starts to sink, then I'll blame you.
Thank you. if you choose that we will always lose, well then I'll sail this ship alone. And if you decide to give him another try, well then I'll sail this ship alone. Well, they said if I wrote the perfect love song, you would take me back. Well, I wrote it, but I lost it. And now will you take me back anyway? Now, if you insist that this is for the best, well, then. I'll sail this ship alone, between the pain and the pleasure. I'll sail this ship alone, amongst the sharks and the treasure. If you would rather go your way than go your way, I'll sail this ship alone. I'll sail this ship alone, between the pain and the pleasure. I'll sail this ship alone, amongst the sharks and the treasure. If you would rather go your way than go your way, I'll sail this ship alone.
The Strokes with Together, Alone. And before that, we had The Beautiful South, a band formed from the ashes of the House Martins, with I'll Sail This Ship Alone. It is time to take our first break, ladies and gentlemen, here on Seth Faces the Music. But when we come back, we're going to head to the 90s for a record that sold over 8 million copies. It was released in 1994 at the height of the grunge phenomenon. Find out what it is when we come back here on WFHR.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media Network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
This message is sponsored by WISCaregiver.com. Have you ever wondered if a career in healthcare is right for you? Now is the time to start a meaningful career, making a real difference in people's lives. WISC Caregiver Careers is a free employment and training program and is launching 3,000 caring individuals into healthcare careers. Register today at WISCaregiver.com. In minutes, we'll connect you with participating employers within 50 miles of your home. Once hired, you'll start earning while you're learning to become a certified nurse aide. Plus, you'll receive a $500 retention bonus. Take the first step that will change your life. Register today at WISCaregiver.com. All caring individuals of any age can take advantage of this opportunity to get paid while training for nurse aide certification. Give back to those who need you the most. Get hired today at WISCaregiver.com. This message was sponsored by WISC Caregiver Careers, a free employment and training program.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man? It all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
It's easier not to be what measure these things by your grace. I sank into Eden with you, alone in the church by and by. I'll read to you here, save your eyes. You'll need them, your boat is at sea. Your anchor is out, you've been swept away. And the greatest of teachers won't hesitate to leave you there.
Not to be great,
Hey, man, leave my wife alone. I done told you once, I ain't gonna tell you no more. Next time I tell you, I'm gonna mow you down. Just leave me alone. Just leave her alone. I said, man, don't you know, leave my wife alone. Baby, what you done done? Got my love, got me on a bomb. Baby, leave him alone. Baby, leave him alone. I done told you once, ain't gonna tell you no more. You done done got my love and got me on a bomb. I done told you, baby. Done told you, baby. I done told you, baby, leave that man alone. I said, baby, now, baby, leave that man alone.
The man from Tutwiler, Mississippi, the son of a sharecropper, that was John Lee Hooker with Leave My Wife Alone. And before that, we opened this set with Live and I Alone from their mega hit record, Throwing Copper. Next up, we're going to turn to my home state of Minnesota, Minneapolis to be specific, to check out a band that had a lot of success in the 90s. Their hit Closing Time from 1998 was a massive hit. And they also had a great pedigree coming from the legendary indie band Trip Shakespeare. But they've been off and on again over the years. And here's a song from 2020, their latest release. Here's Semisonic with You're Not Alone.
Everybody knows that the world is wrong. The only thing to do is write a song. That's one way to take a wrong and make it all right. So drink up your time, take a pill for the pain. Come out of the dark and in from the rain. I wanna see your face in the glow of the firelight. The water's warm, and no one ever told you life was long. There's someone out there watching as you go. Just a feeling, you're not alone. Gaze in my eyes and tell me I'll be alright. Even if I don't get what I need tonight. Sometimes the complexity gets a little complex. But other times it's easy as baking a pie. Falling off a log, live until you die. What would even be the point if we knew what comes next? The water's warm, and no one ever told you life was long. And believe it, you've always known. There's someone out there
and sing in the streets. Who you gonna believe, the TV or your beating heart? You wanna fight the power or tell the truth? You better take the fight to the voting booth. Sharpen your senses, cause you're gonna have to see in the dark. And no one ever told you life was long. And believe it, you've always known. There's someone out there watching as you go. Just stop feeling you're not alone. You're not alone. You're not alone.
Thank you.
Damon Albarn and the lads there from Blur with Globe Alone. And before that, we had the great George McCrae with I Can't Leave You Alone, I Keep Hanging On. Time for another break here on Seth Faces the Music. When we come back, a gigantic hit from the 1970s from a singer with a kind of a silly name, but well, it worked for him. Find out who it is when we return to WFHR.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you, as a police officer, we're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. So the police should be reaching out to this community. And this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the five things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
used to sing to put me to sleep, but now that you're gone, she's all that I've left to hold. And I feel so all alone. No one's gonna fix me when I'm broke. How do you cry with an enemy that you're never gonna smile with the way that you act? And I feel so all alone. I gave it to you.
I don't need
I thought you might appreciate the way that she dances, the painted look.
That was Fun. No, I mean the name of the band. It's just Fun, period, with All Alone. And before that, we had a classic from the 70s, Alone Again, Naturally, by Gilbert O'Sullivan. Now, O'Sullivan was his actual last name, but his real name was Raymond Edward. Gilbert was a nickname and the play on word. Yeah, we all get it there. It's kind of funny. In an interview I heard from him once, he got a little irritated after the song became a big hit because people actually believed he was lonely. No, I'm fine. It's okay. Back in 1999, the ABC network ran a documentary called Brave New World to celebrate the upcoming millennium. And for that show, they hired a couple of Johns, Linnell and Flansburgh, aka They Might Be Giants, to do the music for the show. During the show, they told a fun story about NASA and a sneeze, and, well, let's have them introduce it, shall we?
There is a story that back in 1967, NASA was building a robot, Surveyor 3, to go to the moon. And one of the workers you see here, or maybe somebody else, but somebody very near the robot, sneezed. And the germ plopped onto a camera lens, much like this one. And then, according to NASA biologist Michael Meyer, the germ got stuck inside the camera.
So he must have sneezed while being constructed.
The robot, Surveyor 3, was sent off to the moon carrying that germ. It landed, stayed on the moon's surface for 2.5 years, unprotected. Then astronauts carried the camera back to Earth and discovered that little germ still there and still alive.
So it survived. It survived in the camera.
For 2.5 years?
Yeah.
And for a moment there, they went, whoa, this could be a moon creature. It's a wonderful story, the tale of the little germ that went to the moon, which my friends John Linnell and John Flansburgh and their band, They Might Be Giants, have turned, and it's about time, into a ballad. This will be a traditional country ballad.
Once upon a time they sent a rocket to the moon with scientific instruments to test conditions there. But just before they closed the door, one scientist expelled a germ that accidentally found its way aboard and stowed away. For 3 years it remained undetected on the moon. It was the only living creature there. I'm all alone. I'm all alone. Behold the mystery that is me. Then one day the scientists recovered all their gear. Excited by the prospect of unearthly things inside, they found to their astonishment a living thing within. It seemed to bear good tidings from somewhere in outer space. You're not alone. You're not alone. Behold the mystery that is me. Soon they figured out the heinous error they had made, and now the earthly germ had something else it seemed to say. We're all alone. We're all alone. Behold the mystery. Behold the mystery.
She'd meet me in the bar at the Plaza Hotel. Wear a jacket and a tie. What's the occasion? She'd just smile and she wouldn't say why. So here I am standing waiting in the lobby, sweating bullets in a stupid old suit. And when she sees me, she busts out laughing. You're a sad sight, honey, but you look so cute and should feel. But I'm avoiding all the hard, cold facts that I got to face. So ask me just one question when this magic night is through. Could it have been just anyone or did it have to be you? And will you still be saying, I don't want to be alone anymore. I was checking you out. I was just making sure. Being caught by the wing of an eye. I can't be sure we'll get along, but I'm willing to try. As long as you can tell me, I don't want to be alone anymore. I was checking you out, I was just making sure. No, 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 I don't want to be alone anymore. And I want you tonight, although you heard me before. It didn't matter.
I don't wanna be alone anymore. I don't. what it said to me. You know that I could be in love with almost everyone. I think that people are the greatest fun. And I will be alone again tonight, my dear.
Featuring the mad genius of Arthur Lee, that was Love with Alone Again, or from their stone classic record, Forever Changes, from 1967. And before that, we had Billy Joel from another classic album, Glass Houses. That was I Don't Want to Be Alone Anymore. That is going to wrap up hour one of Seth Faces the Music for today. Stay tuned, everyone. Hour two is coming up in just a few minutes after this break. Stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss it.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting